As was mentioned earlier, we are focusing this year on healing and wholeness. We've been exploring ways to find wholeness in our bodies, heal through claiming our voice, find wholeness in relationships, and more. Right now, we are examining how we can heal and find wholeness in our religious lives. Many Unitarian Universalists come to this faith either having never been a part of any religious tradition or having left behind a different religious tradition. Many UUs come to this faith having been harmed or at least disillusioned by their religious past. But I believe that Unitarian Universalism is a life-saving religious path, and I hope that we can draw strength from our religion right now as we confront a really challenging moment in our world. The book that you heard a reading from just a few moments ago was called Faith for the Unbeliever. It's written by Daniel Chesney Cantor. And we have a few copies of the book if you want Marie to drop it on your doorstep. We're just asking for a small donation to the fellowship. We were going to put them in our bookstore, but that's not possible right now. So if you want a copy of the book, send Marie either a private message or an email if you're interested in getting a copy of that. Unitarian Universalism is unique in a lot of ways. It's different from what many of us think of when we think of religion, because we are non-creedal. This means that we don't require anyone to believe or agree to a creed or a particular belief statement in order to be a UU. We have lots of different beliefs among us, but we still agree on how we will try to live our lives. We use our seven principles as our common guide. I want to share with you a little bit about my own religious history. Some of you have heard this because I share it from time to time, but some of you have not. When I was younger, in middle school, high school, and college, I lived in Texas, and I was a born-again Christian. I would attend church with my friends, and I became more and more attracted to what I experienced there. I loved the singing and the potlucks and the social events. I had an amazing family, but because of the military, we were not located near the rest of our large family, so it was just a small immediate family, and I loved that big family-like atmosphere that church provided. I also loved the messages that I heard. I was drawn to the teachings and to the certainty with which those teachings were shared. There was a kind of comfort in hearing people who knew the truth, and they were offering it to me. I was baptized when I was about 12 years old, and I continued on that religious path until my early years of college when I began to have serious doubts. I began to have trouble jiving what I was learning in my Bible study groups with my experiences in the world. One afternoon, sitting in my dorm room, I got a spam email. It was a quiz that asked, "What religion are you?" I decided to take the quiz. It had a lot of questions, serious ones, about God, Jesus, salvation, truth, and other important matters. And I remember genuinely worrying that if I answered these questions honestly, showing my doubts, that God would have a record of my lack of faith, a printout, so to speak, and would file it away to pull out as proof on my judgment day. I remember sitting alone in my dorm room, checking over my shoulder as I clicked the answer no to, "Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven?" When I was done with the quiz, it tallied my results and told me that I was 100% Unitarian Universalist. Seriously. I'd never heard of this religion before, and so I clicked the link to learn more, and I visited a UU congregation the following weekend. Since becoming a Unitarian Universalist, I have found a community of people who are interested in questions of great meaning, of creating that same family-like atmosphere that I loved at church as a child, and who want to make the world a better place. I've also found a religion that allows me to ask questions and challenges me, as our fourth principle states, in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Right now, we're in the middle of one of the most important and earth-shifting changes in our lifetimes. This COVID-19 pandemic is radically exposing both our fragility and our strength. But most importantly, it is exposing the truth, our deep interconnectedness with each other. Nothing, at least in my lifetime, has so clearly demonstrated our seventh principle of the interconnected web of existence. The germs from my body, if I touch something at the grocery store, could seriously sicken someone who touches that same thing hours later. The closing of schools has dramatically changed the way families are living their lives. The financial impact of these stay-home orders, the loss of income to so many businesses, the loss of jobs has had and will continue to have lasting and massive ripple effects on our communities. The hymn that we heard earlier says, "Our world is one world. What touches one affects us all." And this has always been true, but now we can see the effects in real time in a way that we perhaps never have before. What does faith have to offer us in times like these? What good is faith, something so flimsy and intangible, in the middle of a worldwide crisis of epic proportions? Reverend Cantor says in the reading we heard earlier, quote, "More than an adherence to a belief system, faith is an orientation to life. It's looking out at the world from a particular perspective, using that perspective to consider the meaning of our existence," end quote. Reverend Cantor's book explores four aspects of faith: belief, trust, worldview, and loyalty. Reverend Jim focused last week on worldview and maybe a little bit on loyalty. Today, I really want to focus on belief and also a little bit on trust. Reverend Cantor says in his book that we all believe in something. He says, quote, "Maybe you believe in God as a supreme savior, or maybe you believe in sustainable agriculture." Back when I identified as a fundamentalist Christian, I believed in the teachings about God and Jesus that my church shared. And I believed that those beliefs were enough for my salvation. I believed that belief, a private experience between me and God, was enough. When my belief began to falter, though, my whole relationship with God also faltered. Reverend Cantor says about faith that we you use have, quote, "given over this concept, like so many others, to someone else, even though it is right in the midst of everything we do," end quote. By this, I think he means that we often reject the notion of faith as belief, and therefore we reject the notion of faith altogether, letting other people define it for us rather than doing the healing work of defining it for ourselves. Since becoming a Unitarian Universalist, I've had to unlearn the idea that belief is what faith means, and I've had to relearn a new way of doing faith altogether. Those doubts that began to shatter my faith in college actually led me to this Unitarian Universalist faith that I love deeply today. One of the most powerful understandings that I have ever had about our Unitarian Universalist faith is that we begin with a stance of wonder. That's why the wonder box is so important to me. This is not a cop-out. This is not saying, oh, we don't know stuff, or it's not that we just don't know. It's a theological stance of beginning with not knowing. It's not just about believing whatever we want, but instead, rather than a foundation of certainty, we begin with the openness of wonder. But even we, who ground our faith in wonder, we sometimes struggle with the not knowing. I've seen this happening throughout this pandemic, understandably, and particularly in the last week around Earth Day. We are people who normally are comfortable with uncertainty, but we've found ways, sometimes troubling ways, to find meaning in this chaotic time. The 50th anniversary of Earth Day was celebrated this year in a particularly weird circumstance during this worldwide pandemic. Earth Day is the celebration of our common home and a recognition that the Earth needs us to be more mindful and careful with how we use the resources we have. It's been pretty wild to see the side effects of the worldwide shutdowns that have been trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Animals are returning to cities in the absence of so many people in cars. Air is cleaner. Gas prices are falling this week. In fact, they fell into the negatives because of the sharp reduction in fossil fuels being used right now as travel has practically ceased. These side effects are positive. There's something indeed to be grateful for, a metaphorical silver lining in a storm cloud. But I've heard, particularly from those in liberal, political, and religious circles, a startling attribution of cause to these effects. I've heard, especially in light of Earth Day, the effort to give credit to the Earth for taking herself back, or worse, attributing the qualities of the virus to human beings themselves, that humans are the infection on the Earth, and that this coronavirus is helping shed the Earth of us. I'd like to remind us to go back to our faith, our Unitarian Universalist faith, which calls us away from certainties and toward the foundation of wonder. We don't know why this virus happened. Probably it happened because the Earth is magnificent and life-giving and also powerful and destructive. It happened because viruses happen. I want us to do our best in the coming days and months to try to lean back, to trust in the not knowing. It's hard, I know, but that's what our faith calls us to. I completely understand the desire to find a cause, to attribute some deeper meaning to this pandemic and the suffering it is causing, but these easy answers are not helpful. They belittle the suffering. They risk dehumanizing people. A reminder that our first principle claims that every person has inherent worth and dignity. The Earth didn't purposefully create this virus. Humans are capable both of great harm and great good, but we are not a plague, and I hope we can avoid that kind of rhetoric. Our faith is one of abundance, one that says there's enough to go around, enough resources on this planet, enough care, enough love. That's also what Earth Day is all about. We don't need to be certain of it. We can have faith, and we can wonder and explore and continue to learn and allow these experiences to unfold alongside our community. May we each lean into the not knowing. May we trust in each other and in our planet home. May this faith bless us all. May it be so. Amen.